News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. And by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Bell.
Hit the bell.
Hit the bell.
You going to read this one?
Oh, am I going? No.
Brought to you by the City of Socorro's Fight for Your Future 2020 Census Campaign. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 to complete the 2020 Census. They want to know who you are.
Who are you?
Who are you? All right, we're going to start now. Are we starting now?
Yes.
We're going to start now the El Paso History Show second hour with El Paso History Moment, produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance and the City of Socorro. They're going to sponsor this one, too.
That's right.
Her history moment today is about the young movie star, Elizabeth Taylor.
The Plaza Hotel's most famous visitor. A beautiful young bride-to-be with violet blue eyes sat in her luxurious hotel suite at the Hilton Plaza Hotel in El Paso with her mother, Sarah, and future mother-in-law, Mary Saxon, wife of former West Texas College of Mines football coach, Max Saxon. They chatted about the afternoon shopping trip across the border to Juarez, Mexico, her pending wedding set for May 6, 1951 in Beverly Hills, and then the three-month honeymoon to Europe via the Queen Mary. But before all these wedding plans were set, MGM studio executives had plans to turn this most profitable child star into one of Hollywood's biggest romantic leads, and to do so, they needed her to get married and advanced into adulthood, and fast. Now they wondered, who should she marry? It seems the starlet's current paramour, a hotel heir and all-around Hollywood playboy, would be the one. Well, the wedding reception was a grand Hollywood affair, but unfortunately, the marriage of the decade would not last. For just a short 8 months later, movie star Elizabeth Taylor divorced her husband, Nicky Hilton, of the Hilton Hotel fame due to his excessive drinking, gambling, and abusive manners. More history next week. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Moments, brought to you by the City of Socorro's Fight for Your Future 2020 Census Project.
That was your cue, Andrew. Hit the dadgum bell. Easy peasy.
All right, back on the radio. Starting here in about 2 seconds.
Well, you know, but no, the City of Socorro wanted us to do this. Here we are, hitting the bell.
And we're doing it for them, so make sure you take that census now.
Well, you better. I mean, they'll come get you. Anyway, it's the History Alliance.
Yeah, the History Alliance. They've got a great Facebook page with tons of pictures and stories and history and everything else. I think it's over 60,000 now.
Should change that to 60?
No. Let me check with Max on that one. And Max... Max Grossman, thank you. He's pretty much manages that, and he has Mark Stone and a lot of others are helping him with it. And then you can also call Bernie Sargent at 915-581-7920, and you can talk to him about history. Questions on that, or you want to know about the History Alliance? Just ax him once, yes. And also, we've got to mention a great partner in El Paso history, and that is Barbara Givenbaney and her crew over there at her Facebook page called Remember in El Paso When. And you can also go there for great pictures of El Paso and the region and its history stories. And it's just great stuff. Oh, they've got over 40,000, I think.
I saw their number 33 this week. I think she kicks them out if they duplicate things too much and don't behave. She's a task BGB.
She's
a taskmaster.
She's a taskmaster.
Anyway, we got moderators Craig Hayes, Barbara is the main chief bottle washer. Ken Weeson, Paul Louie, and Bernie Sargent, as we said. And I think Margaret's still part of it, isn't she?
Yeah.
Okay. We got that crowd nailed down. Okay. Looking at the Plaza Hotel, Bill Helm and William Kell, we had a question off air. How open is the hotel to the public? I ate there Wednesday, so I know the restaurant's open. The Amber Bar is open. But what about, can you book a room or a meeting room?
Yes, Jackson, the hotel is like any other hotel. It's open to the public.
Good.
The restaurant, the bar, and, you know, the common areas are all open to the public. And, of course, anybody can book a room, and we would encourage them to do that. There have been a lot of El Pasoans that have been doing staycations at the Plaza Hotel.
Oh,
you know, with COVID, it's complicated and difficult to go someplace and a little risky sometimes. So some people have been doing staycations, and it's a wonderful place to go and relax and enjoy a first-class environment, first-class surroundings, and a wonderful wonderful meals and other activities downtown.
I have to say that when we had the foundation dinner there, the chef was excellent. It was very, very good.
Oh, yeah, I had good lunch there on
Wednesday. Some of the better ones I've been to in a long time where you go to Foundation Chicken, you know. We had steak that was excellent.
Back to the tour, gentlemen. On the second floor, called the mezzanine, there is a place called the Ballroom. And that ballroom has a fascinating look to it. It's got some history into it.
So now in the ballroom, if you look up, you'll see the gorgeous original design by Henry Troost and Conrad Hilton. And we wanted to keep true to the vision. Mm-hmm. So it has been meticulously restored. The carvings that you see were hand preserved with little tiny Dremel tools. And the silver leafing was painted on that to give it a touch of kind of upper elegance. The walls have that Venetian plaster finish with a little bit of opulence. You have wooden floors that were designed to make it pop a little more with the chevron style flooring. And we have everything that's original. The chandeliers, although they weren't the original ones, we were able to find someone to be able to make them that look very similar to the original ones that you see in pictures of 1930. The sconces on the wall look the same. The beauty is that you have this precious historic gorgeous room of so many memories that were created here.
I remember some of them. I was there as a little kid. My dad got some award. I went down there for that. Really cool ballroom.
Yeah.
And I can see it decked out.
Oh, and it's beautiful now. They really fixed it up nice.
The lady talking there was the sales manager of the hotel, Patricia Castillo. And she's very enthusiastic about this hotel.
She's invective.
Bill Hamm, you were responsible for making sure a lot of that historic detail came through to today.
Oh, yeah, she's invective.
Bill Hamm, what happened to him? You got the phone guys up there?
I was involved all along the way.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can.
Well, I don't know where you went. You went down the hallway in the mezzanine, and we missed you. And that's a nice mezzanine there because you can stand there looking down at the Amber Bar. Okay, hey, either one of you guys, Bill Hamm or William Kell, have either one of you actually taken a shot out of one of those $1,000 bottles of tequila?
Not I.
I can't say that I have.
No. Well, Melissa and I were just discussing it. She said she had a $100 shot somewhere.
Yeah,
once.
In Scottsdale, Arizona. And it was like, I wasn't paying for it. So it was great. It was a sales meeting. So I'll just drink more of this. But to me, I'm a Cuervo fan, and so I'll stick with my gallon bottles at $24. No, it's not even that. I'm a cheap date.
Well, that's an interesting place to. Any more comments on the ballroom, you guys, or the meeting rooms? Very interesting.
Well, I would say the ballroom is the most original of spaces in its execution in the new hotel. It is really very truthfully restored to the way it was originally. I think we've got some photos that might be going up that show how it looked immediately after the hotel originally opened and how it looks today. We had part of the vast team that worked on the restoration. We had this company out of Chicago whose name is Restoric, who did a lot of this amazing work. They restored that entire ceiling. They researched the paint schemes originally in there to help settle on what would be the restored paint scheme. Also, the vaulted ceiling in Ambar as well, they restored all of that. They rebuilt those light fixtures in the ballroom simply from photographs and their knowledge of the studios in Chicago that originally did this glass work. And the lay lights that Patricia was talking about at the mezzanine, also, that was a pretty incredible process because when we were pulling back the layers of construction to get back to the original in this and we found where those ley lights were, those leaded glass lights, the only thing that was existing in three out of four of them were just the frames. And in the fourth one, the only piece of glass we had was one piece of an end panel, which was about a seventh of the entire piece of glass. But this gentleman, Neil Vogel, that runs Restoric, he has all these pattern books and history of the studios that would originally have supplied this glass from Chicago. Troost, immediately working in Chicago before coming to El Paso, had all these Chicago connections.
Oh, yeah.
In the design and construction community. So Neil was able to basically, from photographs and pattern books from the Chicago studios recreate these ley lights and incorporate the one piece we had left into its design. And they're just really beautifully done. He also did, they did the restoration on the paper lanterns, these giant paper lanterns that hang over Ambar.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture right now. That's fabulous stuff.
Oh, it's kind of like Art Deco gone retro, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is from the 1930 construction. It looks like that you pretty much nailed the original, I guess, right?
Yeah, he restored everything that we had historic fabric to restore, and then they rebuilt where things needed to be recreated from original. They recreated them. The side lanterns in Ambar were not existing anymore when we started, and so they, you know, using the information at hand, recreated those as well.
Interesting stuff. If you do nothing else, just go sit in the lobby and maybe sip some Cuervo. It's a lot cheaper. But and that tequila bar, I want to know, is there an alarm on that? Because I could walk back behind there and open that door up.
Oh, and like I said, it goes two stories.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's amazing.
And I kept trying to figure out how to check.
And what that does, that replaces the Pueblo look that was in that spot, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
and it wasn't that we removed the Pueblo look. That had like been incrementally destroyed over time through successive renovations, starting all the way back from when Hilton still owned the hotel. They did modernizations where a lot of that historic fabric disappeared.
That's an amazing look in that Ambar. It's really amazing. And you can go down and just have lunch. That won't kill your pocketbook. That's not a $1,000 lunch. That's a reasonably priced restaurant. And you can go down there and eat for normal downtown prices.
I heard their French fries are really hot. Spicy.
Oh, I didn't get those. I had the tortilla soup. It was wonderful stuff. We're going to take a break a little bit early, but as we go, gentlemen, we're going to put you on hold for a second. Not really, but we'll just take another thought. Because we have an announcement from none other than Patricia, as in kidney. What's up, Patricia?
Hey there. All up to, this is a great program.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've learned so much, and honestly, in all my years of being out and about, I don't think I've ever been in the hotel. So
you have to.
I'm looking forward to going. Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to make a quick little announcement, if I may.
Go for it.
All right. The Corral of the Westerner rides again.
Oh, they do? Okay.
We're having our first Corral program this Friday night, September the 18th, and we're going to be at the Holiday Inn over on Sunland Park. And our speaker is going to be the famous Bernie Sargent talking about Blackjack Pershing.
Well, is that where he's going to be that night? Okay.
So she couldn't find him. That's where he is. Okay.
Yeah, I just look right.
Blackjack.
That's where he's going to be. Yeah, and so you need to make your reservations. Oh, by the way, it starts at, we start, open the doors at 6. We start serving the meal at 6:30.
So pick a number to call.
And it's great to be there. Go ahead.
Okay. The number to contact is 915-759-9538.
Repeat that, if you would.
915-759-9538 for more information. It'll cost you $20 for the meal program, but we'd love to have everyone attend. We've got the social distancing, wear your mask. We've got it all under control.
But you're cranking back up history on location and doing talks. That's excellent, Patricia. Yes. Are we going to see you at lunch today?
Yes, sir.
A lunch at Pepe's with Patricia. Be there or be square. Thanks a lot. You take her easy.
Thank you.
All right, you
bye
take
bye.
It.
Bye.
And William and Bill, we'll get back to these guys in a second. We've got to get up to the 17th floor, the Liz Taylor area, and that'll be what we do next after the break. And calling us up if you need to, and or Facebook.
I've got all the pictures up now, finally.
Excellent. And you've got some people commenting. We had Troy. Oh, there's three replies. I didn't see those. What are the replies?
Oh, those. I think that's William Troy.
Troy and Bill
having their conversation,
arguing on Facebook. There, that's cool. And also, you can catch us on an email. I'm looking at that now. That is ephistory690@gmail.com. Back in just a moment.
with over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market. Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession, and he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
What would you do if you won the lottery? Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots are high, and you can't win if you don't play. But who wants to wait in line for a ticket? At Lottery.com, you can skip the line and play your favorite lottery games right from your phone. Never lose a ticket and never miss a jackpot. The Lottery.com app is free, and you can cash out your winnings anytime. In just two taps, you could win the next multi-million dollar jackpot. Search for Lottery.com in the App Store or go to Lottery.com to learn more. Now sit back, relax, and play, and get some time back in your day. That's what we call winning together. This message was brought to you by Lottery.com. Please play responsibly.
Social distance doesn't mean that you have to be socially distant. It's time to advertise and let your customers know that you are here to earn their business. Call 1-844-BY-RADIO and let us build out a media plan that will bring customers back to the places they need and love. iHeartMedia, 1-844-BY-RADIO. Call us now.
If you're curious about who may be out there but don't want to jump into anything right away, then take a fun step and just take a look at Our Time. Our Time is the number one dating site for singles over 50. It's easy to use and can help you find a partner to share in a new activity you've been wanting to try, take a walk, or just meet someone new. Check it out. Start for free today. Go to ourtime.com. That's ourtime.com. Start for free at ourtime.com.
Time's running out to win $1,000 a day for life from Publishers Clearing House. Enter at PCH.com and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your chance to win $1,000 a day for life on October 31st. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We be discussing the history of the Plaza Hotel and its current incarnation. It is open for service. You want to book a room for a staycation, that can be done. Call them up there. They're down there. Anyway, next week coming in on September the 19th, we're going to talk about Cleophas Careos. Now, he was a figure in El Paso history that was actually huge. He was born in Mexico, came across as soon as he could, started getting involved in history all over El Paso. We've asked historian Sam Sanchez from San Elizario to join us, and Sam is going to talk about part of the guy's life, but we've asked several other people we got lined up now to call in as well. And Cleophas was in a whole bunch of stuff. He was a visionary for El Paso, a civic leader, passionate historian. He was an immigrant with dreams of becoming
a citizen.
Seeking educating and helping others. He did not only fulfill those dreams, but he set out to help others just like him do the same. He was instrumental in the formation of the El Paso County Historical Society.
That's right.
And I'm trying to get them in here, but they haven't responded to me yet. They've got some issues to talk about when we get to them. And also, that's on next week, September 19th. On the 26th, Adair Margo, First Lady, Holly Cox, they're going to come preview Tom Lee Month for 2020 and how they will help celebrate the history of El Paso's famous artist. October the 3rd. I just said we forgot the bell. You want to read the bell this time? Okay. Not yet. October 3rd, Andrea Hutchins and Valerie Venezia, El Paso County Economic Development, talk about the new county historic district, and Janine Young explaining the historic markers. You got something important?
Cool. Yes, the San Elizario Genealogical and Historical Society has got their Bi-National History Conference, the 29th annual, and it's going on this weekend, today and tomorrow. and Birth of the American Southwest, a free conference featuring over 15 international speakers on importance of the Camino Real Tierra Dentro. And you can go to sanelizariogeology.com, find out more details.
Too late.
Not too late. Brought to you by the City of Socorro's Fight for Your Future 2020 Census Campaign. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 for your, to complete the census. Get your voice out there.
Now, we just need to erase this year from history and move on. California's on fire, whatever. You know, yeah. And here comes
the
six,
world's burning
there's
down.
Six hurricanes hitting Florida all of a sudden. And you know what we do here? We're an island of interesting stuff on the radio without all that.
Yeah.
Why did I bring it up? I don't need to do that. We got Bill Helm here and William Kale. Hey, you guys ready to go to the 17th floor?
Hello?
You want to say something about the 17th floor before we get there? That was where Liz Taylor used to be, but we'll cover that in this clip here. Any thoughts from you guys? How should we play the clip first? Let's do that. Let's go to the 17th floor, what I call the Liz Taylor old area.
So now we're on the 17th floor, and we call it La Perla. You'll notice that this is the only one that has the pine-framed elevators because it used to be a residence, and Elizabeth Taylor lived here when she was married to Conrad Hilton's son, Nicky Hilton. So now La Perla is named after her gorgeous necklace that she wore, of course, and it is a spectacular bar with Carrara marbling from Italy, and it is now a spectacular place that will be conducive for cocktails and receptions, etc.
Roughly, where was her bedroom?
You know, this entire place was her bedroom.
Don't you need a plaque that says Liz Taylor slept here?
Well, we're working on that.
Yeah, sure you are. But you guys, Bill or William, you guys could put a plaque up there. I mean, like, oh yeah, Liz Taylor slept here. No? I can't talk you into that.
She slept around. She was down in Marfa, too.
Don't talk about that.
Bernie and I stayed in her room down in Marfa at the Presidio.
This is only about the hotel. We don't want to know. Do they have a plaque down there in Presidio?
Yes, they do.
Oh, they do.
The Elizabeth Taylor room, so.
You see, guys, you could have put the plaque up, say Liz Taylor slept somewhere
near here.
Whatever. But that's actually what
she divorced him here. How's that?
Oh, God. But see, that's a lot of the history of that area has to do with her, doesn't it? I mean, that's what
We believe she stayed there on more than one occasion in the history moment that you shared earlier. That was shortly before she and Nicky were married,
right.
And then after their whirlwind honeymoon around the world on the Queen Mary, they returned to El Paso for a stay, and she was likely stayed in what Conrad called the bungalows in the sky on the 17th floor.
Well, now, you guys had to change some things down there because you said the rooms got less, but they got bigger because they used to be small, so you combined them. William Kell, how many rooms was it and now is it?
It was over 300 rooms originally. Now it's only 130 rooms. The rooms were very, very small originally. Many of the rooms didn't have individual bathrooms. You had to go down the hallway to use a common bathroom, and that was not unheard of back in those days.
Wow.
Especially for a Western hotel with cattle traders and all that sort of stuff going on there. So obviously we couldn't do that today. And so walls were removed and you had to work around the columns. And the rooms are much bigger today. And that's why, you know, it went from 300-something down to 130 rooms. And also, let me just mention something about La Perla, which is the bar and terraces on the 17th floor.
That thing's neat, yeah.
That's a bit of a play on a pearl that Elizabeth Taylor had that was named La Peregrina, and that was a 58.5-carat famous pearl.
I remember that.
That Richard Burton bought for her. And she used to wear it, and that's really where the name La Perla comes from. We couldn't use the name La Peregrina. I think that's a copyrighted or trademark name. But the pearl is kind of a takeoff from that.
Well, also,
La Perla, excuse me, is a takeoff from that.
You guys had to make an accommodation for another elevator for the service people, right?
We did,
yes.
Yeah. And Bill can tell you about the architectural aspects of that.
We didn't have one. In the old days, the service people walked up 17 floors with the laundry and all that, didn't they? We didn't have one. In the
Well, there actually was a service elevator originally, but we had to build a much larger one.
Oh, okay.
And there was actually only one stairway that went all the way up originally, and it was by no means code compliant.
Okay.
And then there was an exterior fire escape as the second means of egress.
You mean all the way from the top? Originally. There was a fire escape all the way from the top?
Yeah, from that 17th floor.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't even want to
go over.
Oh, I think about
go over the parapet on a ladder and down to that fire escape.
Oh, I think I'd rather watch the fire. I'm not sure. Good Lord. That sounds awful. Well, we got a guest suite comment coming up. We need to take a break here first, gentlemen. We're going to talk about the North Terrace, the East Terrace, and then the guest suite. We got those clips coming up on our little tour there. And we want to thank again sales manager Patricia Castillo for wandering around with me and allowing me to record her. I had a mask on, but she didn't, so we could hear her.
Well, in fact, we have a question from one of our Jamie Coppinger. He's Barger, I guess.
You say Jamie.
Jamie. Okay, he says he wished they could have tours, ghosts, the rooms, and the entire hotel like the Queen Mary.
you guys have a general public tours going on at any time?
We don't, Jackson, because it's pretty difficult to do that. Well, number one, with COVID, it's very difficult to do
yeah.
that. You cannot get a lot of people in the elevators or anything
right,
like that.
Right, right.
And number two, it's an active hotel with guests that are staying there that are trying to relax. And,
knock on the door.
And have some privacy and so on and so forth. And then for security reasons, the elevators are card access controlled. And so even though the hotel is obviously open to the public and you can go to the restaurant and you can go to the lobby and you can do all of that just like any hotel, you really can't get up to the rooms because that's a security issue. So for that reason, we really can't do tours.
And that's why we have this tour on the radio. We will continue that tour
exactly.
in just a moment. And in the meantime, you can take a look at our Facebook page, send us an email, and that's ephistory690@gmail.com. The pictures are up of the Ambar, and those are fabulous.
Yeah, and I added, too, that I took on the top floor from the bar up there, the views looking straight down from the top down onto Mills, across from the Mills and the Plaza Theater.
That would be a view from the fire escape if you were going to
yeah.
do it.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, dog,
watch that first step. And then the other one is of the arches that are up on the terrace. I think it's the
new,
considered the east terrace.
We got that covered
yeah,
here in the tour coming up.
That's something else.
All right, we shall be back in just a moment. Andrew, hit the button.
Our community has been losing out on its part of hundreds of millions of dollars for schools, hospitals, roads, bridges, and more. Now, in this 2020 census, only 62% of residents in our community have responded to the census so far. But there is still time. You have until September 30th to be counted and make a difference in your community. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 to fill out the census today. And don't forget, by law, your responses are completely confidential and cannot be viewed or used against you. The city of Sequoia reminds you to fight for your future. Fill out your 2020 census today. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
Chest pain? Trouble breathing? Please don't delay emergency care. The Hospitals of Providence go above and beyond to help ensure our emergency rooms are a safe place for you and your loved ones. At the Hospitals of Providence, your safe care is our number one priority with 9 emergency locations in the El Paso area. Check in online at erasap.com. This is your community built on care. For life-threatening emergencies, call 911.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy just to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Time's running out to win $1,000 a day for life from Publishers Clearing House. Enter at PCH.com and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your chance to win $1,000 a day for life on October 31st. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Oh, it must be time to talk about Socorro.
Socorro!
Brought to you by the City of Socorro's campaign. Visit 2020census.gov. Call 844-330-2020 to complete the 20 census campaign. And if you go hurry up and fill it out, they'll call us and we'll quit saying this. You think that'll work?
I think we're going to run all the way to the end.
We're going
to
do
which
September.
Which is okay. It's nice they're supporting the show.
Okay, now, are you ready for what's going on this week only? This week only in El Paso, Inc.
Grateful for the time he spent with his newborn son during the pandemic, El Paso's Aaron Jones is ready to feel at home in the end zone of his Green Bay Packers. More from Jones is in the latest issue of El Paso, Inc. magazine.
Also in the Inc., despite record-breaking heat, El Paso Water was able to meet demands this summer. Why the head of the utility says next year could be a problem.
The eastern edge of El Paso County is dotted with thousands of vacant lots that carry lots of problems, including missing paperwork and owners. Why some groups are working to buy up those lots.
Celebrating its 25th year, El Paso Inc. is available for home or business delivery.
To order your copy of the El Paso Inc., go online to elpasoinc.com.
The Luby's Cafeteria chain and the Las Cruces Barnett Holly Davidson dealership both announced permanent COVID-19 related closures this week. Are they the first of many to come, or can the borderland rebound? That's the topic of ABC 7's Extra Sunday Night. Host Saul Sines will ask the experts how it looks and what businesses can do now to save it.
This is the Coronavirus Business Outlook, Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7 Extra.
All right, guys on the radio there, Bill Helm, William Kell. We've got a major announcement coming in from our History Radio Show Facebook page from Gene Trimmer Helm, listening from Columbia City, Indiana.
Anybody you know?
Love to hear the history of El Paso, and especially love listening to Bill Helm, ! That wouldn't be a relative of anybody, would it?
Well, that would be my mother.
Oh, your mother.
Mom.
Oh, goodness. Well, Mom's listening. Hey, Mom, how's it going? Well,
thanks for listening.
It's indeed nice. And we've got
he's
William.
He's a good boy.
He's such a good boy. No, that line's taken.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, yeah. We got Bill Helm here. And you were, what you said you were the local architect. And you were in line with a bunch of other architects that took that building on, talking about the Plaza Hotel.
Yeah, it was one small part of a huge team. Helping William Kell early on and figuring out how we were going to do this and put the whole team together, and we worked together to ultimately select the design architect Cooper Carey out of Atlanta, and then they helped us put together all of the design team with Forrest Perkins doing the interiors and many others, as William has already talked about.
Okay, William, you ready for a tour of the North Terrace?
Sure, let's do it.
Here it comes.
So welcome to the rooftop terrace. This is the North Terrace, and it has a spectacular view of New Mexico, Ciudad Juarez, and the rest of West Texas. And it is spectacular. You could see Scenic Drive, El Paso High School, UTEP, Mount Cristo Rey, the stadium for the Chihuahua Stadium. It's an amazing view. This is the best view in town. If you look to up toward your right, you'll see up at the top, it says Plaza. That's the very sign that you see when you're on Oregon or Mill Street. And that's the Plaza Hotel that was there. That sign was there in 1930 when the hotel was built.
It's not a new sign?
No, sir. It's pretty spectacular. And then as you can see far east, you could even see the mountain ranges that are far east of us. It's just amazing. Yes. Look at, you could see Scenic Drive with such a beauty. The neat thing is we've had many couples already renting the place for an hour to do a proposal for an engagement right here at sunset.
A lot of going up on that roof. And that, again, was sales manager Patricia Castillo. And you can rent the other one for an hour, too, I'll bet. You ready for this one? This one, Andrew, here comes the East Terrace.
The East Terrace is a quaint location in the hotel. Now, the view is east, of course, East El Paso, but the arches that you're seeing are all original to the hotel. The design has been meticulously restored, as you'll notice. It's the facade that I mentioned that's also the equal design that's the leather-wrapped pillars downstairs. And if you turn to the other side, the remaining part of the tower is all original design.
I like the fact that that's the original Plaza sign up there. How was that so well preserved, guys? That's been in the weather for decades. It just was?
So I think that was the sign when it was converted from a Hilton hotel to a Plaza hotel. So that's really, I think, from the 1960s.
Okay.
And it was not in good shape. But it was cleaned up. It was repainted. All the neon bulbs were replaced.
Oh, yeah.
And, it was repaired and refurbished.
I'm glad they did. They kept a lot of the original, which is wonderful.
And it's interesting to be up on there. Those are kind of small spaces, but you could get how many people does that big one hold? I forgot the North Terrace. You get 30, 40 people on that thing?
About 50, maybe.
What's your occupancy rating on that? Do you remember offhand?
The combined floor occupancy is just under 100 if you were to rent out the entire floor.
Okay, and you've got a bar in the middle on the inside that had that fabulous marble on it, that kind of stuff here. Fabulous hotel there. What did you like about what you did? You guys did on that one, either one of you? That's a nice floor.
Well, with respect to the terraces?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
The East Terrace was a huge undertaking because at some point in the history of it, it had a roof put over it and it was enclosed, and that took a great deal of restoration to take it back to its original open air format. Layers and layers of paint had to be taken off of the brick and the masonry and the stonework to restore it. So it's actually... If you were to see before and after pictures of what that looked like before we started, it really is quite spectacular how it came together.
Yeah, because I could see that be very difficult to clean because of the design of that concrete up there is amazing.
And that's original design concrete, right?
Yeah. It's like an Aztec design almost?
And that's actually cast stone, which is a concrete form of artificial stone that is all of that work up there. Originally, in Trost design, all of that stonework was supposed to be a form of terracotta, but they ended up having to reduce costs during construction. Of course, you know, this being built during the Great Depression, cost overruns could have prevented the building from opening, and Conrad was able to successfully work with Robert McKee, the builder, and Trost to bring it in and get it completed during the course of the Depression. And actually, what is quite amazing is this building really saved Conrad Hilton from financial ruin mm-hmm. during the Great Depression.
How?
He lost control of all of his chain of nine hotels during the Depression, and with the help of seven El Paso friends, bought the El Paso Hilton back out of foreclosure for the mere sum of $30,000 after wow. he spent $1.75 million building the thing like 2 years earlier.
Jeez.
So he gathered a group of friends, including folks like Bob Price, Price's Dairy, and his mother, Mary Hilton, and a few others, and basically rebuilt and built the Hilton Empire that we know it today off of the back of this hotel.
That's what I'm remembering. When we talk about how this was one of his kingpin hotels, that's what I recall. It was after he lost the nine of them. This is how he came back. That's what I'm remembering.
Yeah,
okay.
And then after that, in the 30s and up through the mid-1940s, he actually had the headquarters of the hotel system, the Hotel Corporation, in this hotel and the Mills building across the street before it ultimately moved to Chicago in the late 1940s.
That's what I'm remembering about how this was his major hotel at some point. I didn't quite hear all the facts right now. You cleared it up for us. Appreciate that. All right, we're going to take a break and come back and tour one of the rooms up there. We have a guest suite queued up and ready to go, and it's amazing to hear what goes on in there as far as like the accoutrement. And also, you have to tell me about the windows in the guest suite, because they look like old windows to me, but I don't think they are. They're new windows, right?
I hope so.
They are new. That was actually a major element of the restoration, and we had to do a significant study of the windows that were there to prove to Texas Historic Commission that we needed to replace them because they were in such disrepair and glass falling out and the sashes were completely falling apart on all these windows. And but we were able to do replacement windows, but they have to very faithfully follow the original profiles and window mullion divisions that the originals did, so that even though they're new windows, they look both inside and out like the historic originally did.
So why would the Texas Historical Commission have a say-so on anything here?
Because they're the arbiters of the tax credit.
Ah!
Mm-hmm.
Oh! Yeah.
Be good to the bank.
Oh, God. Now I see. They're the bottom line.
They're not a bank.
Now I see where you care what they think. I get that. Okay,
well,
very good.
And that's their job, though, too, is to help buildings like the state so people see it, you know.
I mean, what do they care? Oh, now I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, cool.
What are we supposed to do?
Uh-huh, go ahead.
They administer both the state tax credits and the federal tax credits on behalf of the National Park Service.
So let's pay attention to what they think. I get it. Okay, taking a break
here. Gatekeepers.
Yeah. Bill Helm and William Kell. Back in a moment. Here we go.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
If finding a high-impact hire is a serious goal for your business, use Indeed. Their flexible payment options mean better bang for your buck with no long-term contracts. Indeed will even give you a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post at Indeed.com/high-impact. Terms and conditions apply.
From unlikely heroes to world-changing tragedies and powerful examples of the American spirit, there's a whole side of American history that's been pushed to the shadows.
Within a few short years, Radium's future grew to be the new bright and shiny object. But Marie's beautiful, glowing miracle had a darker side.
Get ready for a tour of American history unlike any other. Get ready for American Shadows. Find American Shadows on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
Finding the right person for the open position within your company, it's no easy feat. You can post the job, you can see hundreds of incoming resumes and inquiries, but finding the right person, that's what you're really looking for. ZipRecruiter helps you find that right person. ZipRecruiter does not depend on candidates finding you, it finds them for you. Their online technology identifies people with the right experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. It's how the owner of a construction company, Monica Starks of GS Group, makes the perfect hire for pivotal positions. Through ZipRecruiter, Monica's company has hired the right project managers, field scientists, and accountants. She's not the only employer to love ZipRecruiter's technology and success. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. Try ZipRecruiter now for free and see for yourself. ZipRecruiter.com/rush. Very simple. ZipRecruiter.com/rush.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hit the bell. Let's get to it. Are you reading it?
Brought to you by the City of Socorro's Fight for Your Future 2020 Census Campaign. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 to complete the 2020 Census.
Announcement from the El Paso County Historical Society. They're looking for some financial help. If you're a member, re-up your dues soon if you could. And if you could do a $50 or $25 additional donation, they would really appreciate it. And that's from Melissa Hudson, president of the El Paso County Historical Society. And that's the crowd on Yandel. Yandel. It's over there. And 533-3603. Give them a holler if you can here. Are you ready to go into the next thing? Keystone's open, right?
Yeah, Keystone's open. And we're doing weddings out there, very small weddings, but we're doing weddings. Bernie's performing one today out at Keystone.
What number do they call for this stuff?
They can call 915-581-7920, because I went blank on the number. Oh, 584-0563 for Keystone. The phone actually calls back to our house. So
fair enough.
Either way, you'll get us.
All right, we've got William Kell on the phone here. And give me your title again, the full official, really who you are.
Chief Operating Officer for Franklin Mountain Investments.
And you're the guys that own the hotel through Paul Foster's graces.
That's correct. Paul Foster owns Franklin Mountain Investments.
And
so therefore, through that company and some subsidiary companies, he owns the hotel.
Okay, now we talked about how Conrad Hilton was concerned about cost overruns. Have you had a lot of trouble with that here? Because you got a lot of renovation you got into. You had no idea what it was going to cost, I'm guessing.
There were quite a few surprises along the way, and we had a number of challenges. The projects like this are not to be taken on lightly. We had some issues with the National Park Service when we started this project.
Oh my.
To where they weren't happy with some things that had been previously done with the hotel. And for a moment there, we thought that they wouldn't approve some of the things, which would have meant that we wouldn't have gotten all of our tax credits, which were part of the capital structure for the hotel. So that was a tenuous moment. And we had the project manager for the construction company that was running this project. He passed away. during the project, which set us back, some because we had to transition teams and so on
well,
and
you
so
can't
forth.
Budget.
And then the senior architect with the architectural firm, Cooper Carey, in Atlanta that was running this project, resigned the firm and decided that she got a better offer somewhere else at another firm. And so we had to have a transition with architects there. And then we had, a few little surprises that came out of the ground when you start digging and you find things and things aren't where they're supposed to be. And,
but you had Paul Foster.
Things of that sort.
But you had Paul Foster.
The power from the electric company wasn't ready when it was supposed to be ready. And so for a while, we weren't sure how we were going to get everything lit up and turned on and tested and so on and so forth. And so we had to jump through hoops to get all of that done.
But William.
And I could go on and on.
No, don't. We're almost out of time. Don't go on and on. But the point is you had Paul Foster who could help out with all that. Just say yes.
We did.
Okay, fair enough.
We did.
We got to get this last clip in here. Now we're going to take a look at a guest room. Here comes the guest room.
Let's go take a look at our guest rooms that we have. Let's start with the Landmark Suite. It's the largest suite we have, and as you walk in, you'll notice a gorgeous living room setting and its own powder bathroom. The best view, if you'll notice, take a peek. It's a spectacular view of San Jacinto Plaza in downtown. And a spectacular bathroom. It's very spacious. Mm-hmm. We carry, again, the flow from the 17th floor with a Carrera marbling and Cafe Bruno flooring from Italy. Mm-hmm. But it's just the best of all amenities, including Matuk linens. Are you familiar with that? Matuk is so special that you can't just buy it. You have to apply as a customer, and we were approved.
Heard about that.
Yeah, so it's a very special deal. We have a beautiful little vanity towards the back. You'll notice touches that look like retro Hollywood, like this gorgeous little cigar stool that we have here, the touches of kind of that old Hollywood era motif. And again, you see the pretty spacious, beautiful, gorgeous views that we have here.
Are the windows the original?
The windows are historically preserved, which means that they had to take a very arduous process to put in the modern windows. Bill can elaborate a little bit more on that.
Bill did elaborate already. And we're about out of time, guys.
Yeah.
We just got that tour in. And William Kell, how does somebody get a hold of you on internet? Website, please.
Well, PlazaHotelElPaso.com, I believe, is the website. And that's really the best place to go and look at the offers that are available there.
That's it. We're out of time, guys. William Kell, thank you very much for your patience with the process and getting us under the hotel this
yes.
week. And Bill Helm, thank you kindly for being the architect that you are.
Thank you all.
See you in the streets.
Take
next
care.
Week. We'll be back. Talk to you then. Thanks a lot, guys. Take
care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you all very much. Bye-bye.
We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Monterey Asset Management, Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.